And on the line now, I have Zoe Hughes, and she's coordinator, and we're going to be talking about Carers Week. Good morning, Zoe. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. How are you?
Busy week for you all the same. I'm feeling good.
It is
good.
Indeed.
Okay. Carers Week, a lot going on and things being added to it as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, no, so what Carers Week is it's a week of celebration for family carers in Ireland. So family carers are people who support and care for people in their own home with disabilities and long-term illnesses and I suppose people who have gotten older. And it's really just a way to try and give back to them a little bit of time and a little bit of fun that they may not be able to get any other time of the year.
Mm-hmm. And people can look up the website caresweek.ie/events if they want to find out everything that's going on.
Exactly, yeah. We've got events in every county across the country. We've got lots going on in Dublin and lots going on in the surrounding areas. There's something for everybody. We've got events from garden parties. We've got cake sales, we've got pamper days, we've got information nights, you know, there's a lot going on for everybody around the country.
And it was amazing to read, I mean, I saw Finny McGrath talking on the TV about the money that's been allocated towards carers, and he was talking about, he sort of emphasising about the older people and, you know, people in their 80s being carers now and all like that, but I was amazed at the stats for people actually under 15 who are carers.
Yes, there's everyone kind of, when you picture a family carer, I suppose lots of people think of a woman, usually a woman in her 40s and 50s who's caring for her parents. But there's a lot of family carers out there who are, like you said, under the age of 15. They're young carers. They're juggling school life with caring for their parents or a sibling or a grandparents. But like you said, there's also lots of people over the age of 65 and upwards who are caring for a spouse or for their adult children with disabilities. So there's a big, big mix. There's a lot of people, and I suppose anybody really can become a family carer at any stage of their life. And that's something we're really keen to let people know, that even if you don't think you're a family carer, you don't think of yourself that way, you very well might be if you're providing care and support to a loved one.
Yeah, because it can be thrust upon you quite quickly sometimes. And I often wonder, when someone is that young, did you know the protocol, where they go for help and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. They must flounder for a little while.
Absolutely, and it can be a real challenge, you know, but we would encourage anybody who is under the age of, you know, any kind of care, I suppose, really to try and seek some support. There's some fantastic organisations, particularly the likes of the Partners in Carers Week. You know, my main job is with Care Alliance, and we work with a lot of other organisations like Family Carers Ireland and the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Ireland, Alzheimer's, to put together a programme of events for Carers Week. So there's lots of support out there, but it's really important that you try and access it, you know. And I'd encourage any children to go and speak to maybe a teacher in school or someone like that if they do need some extra support, and hopefully they'll be able to point them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And respite, is there things available for respite for carers in the course of each year?
Well, there's the main thing we would tell people about is what used to be called Respite Care Grant is now called the Care Support Grant, and it's a one-off payment of €1,700 now. It used to be a lot less, and it was cut quite drastically during the recession, but it's been restored last year in the budget, and it should be being paid around about now, actually, this time of year, to people who provide care. So if you're in receipt of the carer's allowance or carer's benefit, you should get it automatically, and that can be used really for any kind of respite, I suppose. It can be economic respite from bills, but it can also hopefully pay for maybe a weekend away. Mm-hmm. But there is a general lack of respite facilities across the country, and it is something that people are coming up against, but we're kind of conscious that things are getting a little bit better, and we hope that will continue in the future.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of concentrating a little bit on the younger people first. In the course of doing it, and as you said, like they juggle lots of things at school and all sorts of things, and the help they would get for their own mental stability, is that available as well?
There are. I mean, there's lots of support out there. But a lot of the organisations who provide that support, you know, they're under quite a lot of pressure. So, you know, we would encourage anybody to just reach out. Family Carers Ireland, who are a partner in National Carers Week, have quite a lot of work. They're doing quite a lot of work in this area. And they have a youth worker who's based and does work all around the country. They're working with schools to put programmes in place. You know, so we would encourage anybody. There is help out there, but you have to kind of we would hope people would take the first step, because and to identify themselves as a family carer, and that's the first step in getting the support that they need.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if there's a family, you can be shared. But I was more or less thinking of only children there, and that's in the sense of that. Mm. And as regards the people, elderly people as well, who are looking after children, that can be quite traumatic as well.
It can. It can be a real challenge, particularly if somebody has been caring for their children for a long time. You know, they may be a parent of an adult child with significant disabilities who needs quite a lot of care, and that can really be quite a challenge, you know, particularly as they're getting older themselves. But again, we'd encourage them to go to the likes of Age Action and other organisations that have specific supports there that they may be able to access to help them with their caring responsibilities.
Well, it looks like, as I said, listening to Finny McGrath, things are going to improve. But has it fluctuated and sort of dips and all that sort of carry on over the past couple of years? Or is it getting better?
Oh, yes. No, we can definitely see that it is getting better, but it's very slow, you know. So obviously we would like the speed of the impact, positive impacts, to get better. But we're very confident that it is getting better, and we hope to see it continuing that way.
Mm-hmm. Any more news coming up? I don't know whether we've missed a lighting up for Blue in St. Patrick's Cathedral or not. That sounds like it's going to be terrific.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing that myself, I have to say. So St. Patrick's Cathedral are lighting up Blue to highlight the fantastic work of family carers. So that'll be in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin all throughout next week. So that just, you know, we'd encourage people to go along and maybe feel free to take a picture of themselves and put it up on Twitter, you know, and let people see that St. Patrick's are lighting up for Carers Week. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to seeing that myself.
And of course, the board, I just want to mention for carers, no matter what age they are, there's all sorts of help. And of course, there are grants as well if people need any sort of facilities, you know, rails on stairs or maybe mm-hmm. special beds. That's all available as well that people can look for.
Yeah, there's a lot of help available, and we would encourage you to check out, for example, the Citizens Information has some good information there. Family Carers Ireland has some good information on their website as well. So we would encourage people that if there's anything they need, to try and make contact with somebody to get the ball rolling on it. There are fluctuations in different areas to how much availability there are for some of these schemes, but in general they are improving. We hope they would keep improving.
Okay, Zoe, thank you very much for talking to us here on the RFM. Congratulations and to everybody, of course, the Carers Week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you. Bye.
And that, of course, was Zoe Hughes, coordinator there, and Carers Week taking place. And you can look up Carers Week. .ie/events for everything that's happening in this